Hi folks, well we've just had another successful eating meeting here at my place, and some of the things we talked about today really revolved around sugar and why we crave sugar. Well, there's some new research from Yale University in 2012, this year, which showed that when we have, in inverted commas, bad carbs, so things like sweets and bickies, which are high in sugar and they're also high in trans fats, what we experience is a rapid increase in blood sugar, but then we experience a corresponding rapid decrease in blood sugar. And what the research has found that this rapid decrease affects the part of our brains controlling impulse. So they found a decrease in self-control and an increase in subsequent cravings after we have these high-fat, high-sugar treats. And, you know, certainly anecdotally, I find that with my clients all the time, that when they have a muffin or a vanilla slice or lollies or whatever it is that's high sugar, that for the next couple of days, they'll be craving more of it. So it's really something to stop with your sugar cravings is, well, did you have something not long ago that was also sugary? Because your body is going to tell you to eat more. And it harks back, I believe, to our caveman days when, you know, sugary treats were very, very thin on the ground. If you happened to stumble across a banana tree or a stevia plant or something like that, or some raspberries, your body would say, okay, quick, fill up now, eat more and more of these, lay down some fat stores because you just don't know when your next meal is going to come along. Quite different to nowadays where we have plentiful sugar and plentiful fat and we really don't need to quickly eat every example of that food group anytime it comes into our grasp, because we'll end up obese. And perhaps that's part of our problem today, is we're just simply eating too much of this stuff. So craving sugar may simply be because we're having it frequently. It may also perhaps be due to low adrenal function as well. So what our adrenals do is they are hormone glands above our kidneys. They secrete adrenaline in times of stress. They also secrete cortisol whenever there's inflammation in the body. So stress, first and foremost, is a real issue, because every time we're stressed, adrenaline is released, and the adrenal gland doesn't know the difference between whether we're facing a saber-toothed tiger, as it was in the old days, or whether we're simply stuck in traffic and running late for work. So when our adrenal function is, you know, is constantly stressed, that can also have an effect on how we feel and whether or not we're craving sugar to get our next boost of energy. So what are the signs of low adrenal function? Lack of energy, fatigue, needing to have a nana nap at about 3 p.m. is a big one, cravings for sugar and caffeine, and also your menopausal symptoms may have kicked in if the adrenals are not up to par.